Kalpayu samsana jaya punarbhava. Because even if one is elevated to Brahmaloka, he must return to repeated birth and death. Although life in Bharatvarsha, in a lower planetary system, is very short, one who lives there can elevate himself to full Krishna consciousness and achieve the highest perfection, even in this short life, by fully surrendering unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus one attains Vaikuntha Loka, where there is neither anxiety nor repeated birth in material body. This is further confirmation of the statement given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmanda Bharata Bhumite Haila Manusha Jamaya Jamma Sartaka Karakara Parabhupaka. One who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsha has a full opportunity to study the direct instructions given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and thus finally decide what to do in human life. One should certainly give up all other propositions and surrender to Lord Krishna. Krishna will then immediately take charge and relieve one of the results of past sinful life. Aham Tvam Sarvapapevyo Moksayishyami Mahashucha. Therefore, one should take to Krishna consciousness, as Krishna himself recommends. Manmanabhavaman bhakto madhyaji mahamaskuru. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer me obeisances. This is very easy, even for a child. Why not take this path? One should try to follow the instructions of Krishna exactly, and thus become fully eligible to be promoted to the kingdom of God. Jaktva deham punar janma naiti namiti surjana. One should go directly to Krishna and engage in his service. This is the best opportunity offered to the inhabitants of Bharatvarsha. One who is fit to return home back to Godhead is no longer liable to the results of karma, good or bad. Chakshur mitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. conquer or devote like Bhagavad Gita. Yatripata Mahapande Shikuru Vita Panchakalpata Rubhasya Kipasya Mugali Vacha Patitanam Pavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Maha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Go Bhakti Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So just to show everything was happening, to ask the blessings of all of you. Such a special day. I had a strange dream. I was in a war. The opposite, the general of the opposing army was an ISKCON sannyasi. Anyway, we're here. So now, as our Mother Uvila had taught us, we could teach us a review. So I want to review yesterday's class very briefly. Mother Shai gave some insight yesterday in why are we suffering? There is pain and suffering in this world, and they have a purpose. So, and if we are in goodness, we suffer less because we become conditioned by some feeling of happiness and knowledge, and that is a trap, and it can put us in the mode of complacency. We can become very complacent and miss the train back to Godhead. So therefore, Krishna is both pushing and pulling us. He's pushing us by giving us suffering via Durga, and also he's pulling us by his attractive pastime. So we do both. We meditate on the evil of this world. One of the items of knowledge in Gita is awareness of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease. And also we meditate on his pastime, so we get some impetus to go somewhere else where we know it's a better place. So then instead of being ambitious in this world, not as you mentioned, we want to be noticed. So better course of action would be to go for being noticed by Krishna. Because being famous, Srila Prabhupada says, is being noticed by Krishna. So we want to strive instead of pursue all our material ambitions. We would like to strive for material advancement, spiritual advancement. So that was the suggestion of it yesterday. So if we don't properly use our intelligence, furthermore, we will be bored in this world. So if we are bored, that means we have not properly engaged our intelligence for spiritual advancement, because that is not boring. And then people take to intoxication just to be a little bit entertained. And when our not illicit intoxication, may be so many other things like Facebook, or I don't know. Not that there is no good use of Facebook, but like over indulging in use of the computer, and then finally we learned that we don't get results when we are attached to the result. So we want to have some nice results to offer to our spiritual master Krishna, but they may not come when we are very much attached to having good results. So, and then finally, Mataji, we meditated on the Ashavana. Although it seems hopeless, to still be very hopeful, because the process is so powerful, and we should always, we have the duty to feel the freshness of Krishna consciousness in our sadhana. That's our duty, and if we do so, so spiritual life will never be boring. So today, Srila Prabhupada gives us quite a purpose. The verse speaks about life in Bharatvarsha, it's this planet. So this is talking about us, and how life is short, only 100 years. And not even that. The average age is very much reduced due to abortions. So, suppose you escape the fate of being killed in the womb of your mother, there's no guarantee that we will live very long. Yesterday also that was mentioned, cancer is everywhere. There are so many horrible diseases which can cut our life all of a sudden. Just before class I was asked to rush to the hospital. Somebody else is not there because somebody is in pain. So when we witness closely drastic suffering, somebody's on crutches, somebody has to go to the hospital for operations. So we have a chance not to take for granted the human form of life. It can end any moment. And it's not a pleasant journey sometimes. We don't like pain. Here Srila Prabhupada says, we have a short life, but we can take full advantage of it and in this way strike a good deal, make the best use of a very bad bargain. A material body, whether it's an animal or a human body, it's a very bad bargain because it deprives us from the, when it's an animal form, of the opportunity to serve Krishna. And all forms of life, they are subjugated to birth, death, old age, and disease. The ultimate sufferings of life, which science is not solving. So we make all adjustments, but for these four, we don't have any adjustments. Only cheating proposals are there, or also these dukkhas for Buddha. So that means some temporary solutions which seem to diminish the suffering of a disease. We can only try to limit that suffering, but it's not that we can root out all the suffering. So Srila Prabhupada writes, so we have the full opportunity in the, so that's about people who have taken birth in Bharat Vansh. Of course, as Srila Prabhupada says this, after of course the famous verse Lord Chaitanya said about birth in India, Bharata Bhumi. But is it that we cannot take advantage? Full? Is it that we who have not been born in India, that we cannot, do not have the full opportunity to take advantage of the instructions given by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita? No, all of us, we have the full opportunity also to take advantage of these instructions. So the direct instructions, Srila Prabhupada, is so emphatic. It's such a concentrated purport here. So the direct instructions given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and thus finally decide what to do in this human form of life. In other words, that if we take advantage of the words of Krishna conscious literature, and especially the Bhagavad Gita is mentioned here, but you know, the next thing Srila Prabhupada is going to say, Srimad Bhagavatam, so is that we can fully, finally decide what to do in life. Remember the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada writes, so one should at least theoretically accept Krishna as the authority, as God, when reading the Bhagavad Gita. And then also, in the others. And one should come promptly to the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. And to what does he refer? Remember, in his introduction of the Gita. It's the same thing as today. To surrender to Krishna. So, and also that's how we will do this. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions both these important verses, which are one after another in the Bhagavad Gita. So, that how will we do that? Surrender to Krishna. Well, it's very easy. Srila Prabhupada says here, sometimes he says such things, isn't it? You just remember always Krishna, and you always worship Krishna, and you offer Even a child can do it, Srila Prabhupada said. You offer obeisances to Krishna and you worship Krishna. So, that if we read the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavad Gita, that we will be clear, power of clarity, clear about what to do. So, the Bhagavad Gita in the early chapters is explained, nobody knows what to do, more or less, yes? The conditioned soul, he does not know what to do and what not to do. He can't make a distinction what is good to do and what is not good to do. So when we scrutinize the Bhagavad Gita, hey, guess what? It will become clear. Now I know what to do. So that's Srila Prabhupada is saying. To finally decide what to do in life. So this also sounds very fine, very determined. Finally decide. So now I finally know. I've been going back and forth. I've been oscillating between shall I do it or shall I not do it? But I mean, about so many things, not only about one thing. Life is so complicated. So one should certainly give up all other propositions. How do you like that? So all the other options, they are mere propositions. So just like Anusma was so expertly. Yeah.
No thanks.
When the mind,
yes,
it has a proposition. Like, my dear carrier, like the mind is carried by the soul. So imagine this conversation. Mr. Mind, or maybe Miss Mind, she addresses the soul and she says, my dear Atma, so I have this proposition to you. So very serious thing, you know. Maybe you write. So and then the soul he would reply maybe, no thank you. And then Prabhupada would suggest I love it. So this helps me how to deal with the mind, right? So and then the next moment if he comes back with a very similar proposition, just slightly adjusted. So then they said, well, I just told you. Hello. When we read the Bhagavad Gita, everything will be so clear. How this is stemming from the mode of ignorance. So no, rather not. So that is Srila Prabhupada's point here in this parable. I mean, he's stressing the power of being clear about Shastra. What is one of the aims of Shastric study Srila Prabhupada wanted us to? To come to the point where we see life through Shastra. See life through the glasses of the Shastra. So now we see life through which glasses? Just through so many glasses. Sometimes maybe it's glasses of our speculation or we see it through some other glasses, depending on which mode we are influenced by. Yes. Sometimes we see the life through the glasses of hopelessness. But that was not a good idea. Yesterday we heard we should keep on hoping. Ashrava, hope against no one. The world is fine. Hope against no one. Oh, my dear Lord, this process does not seem to work for me. I don't have so many pious credits. But then Rupa Goswami says, but still, I will not give it up. Yes? And it gives me a lot of pain, all this hopelessness. Or this idea that really, you know, I'm so much struggling. Yes? So it is a very beautiful prayer and it gives us so much inspiration. I mean, such an acharya, Rupa Goswami, yes, he makes such a beautiful prayer. For what other purpose than to inspire all of us, sadhakas, who try. One time, Vimana Prabhu, he told me that he had answered his Guru Maharaj's question. How are you doing? How is it going? I'm trying, Guru Maharaj. And then Paramahansa said, yes, that's all we can do. So, another day he said, we're always servants of the circumstances. It's deep, right? Srila Prabhupada advises the purpose. We cannot be anything more than servants of the circumstances. Mm. So that means there are so many unexpected things that come up. And then we try to buy all this luggage we have. Here in the back of our mind, or hopefully in the front of our mind, all this shastric luggage, so as a point of reference, can help us to respond properly to the circumstances. So that's being we are a servant of the circumstances, but how can we serve the circumstances to the best of our ability? Well, we take advantage of the scriptures, just like to finally decide what to do in this life. So we will be clear about making good choices, making proper choices, choices that will be beneficial for ourselves and others around us. Krishna then will immediately take charge and relieve one of the results of past sinful life. One of the symptoms, according to Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita, of pure devotional service. So that's called surrendering. If we surrender to Krishna, to the best of our ability, we are practicing pure devotional service. And then kleshani, so the reactions to our past sinful activities, they will be taken away. So relief of suffering is an immediate effect of practicing Krishna consciousness purely, with pure faith. And then also some auspiciousness comes. That's the next thing happening. So that means we don't feel the suffering as acutely, because there is some relief of the burning heat of material existence. When we, from the moment actually, we surrender to Krishna, and many times we have very that immediate experience. I don't know if you look in your own life, do you remember feeling Krishna's reciprocation when surrendering to Him? So many difficulties. That when in sincerity we take up the process of Krishna consciousness, one is relieved. This is an interesting exercise we could do right now. We could look back in time and remember those moments when Krishna was really there, really saved the day. He did it probably many times. If we are very much, if we admit it to ourselves, and if we are carefully scrutinizing our life, so because of this sincerity, because Krishna, He makes a promise, and He is not like a, so some say He comes from Mathura, and when He says something, you shouldn't take it too seriously. Some acharya say, Purachandra Maharaj in his Gita Amrita mentions, you know, almost maybe Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur or some of these acharyas, because Purachandra Guru, he took that in his Gita Amrita, the dramatic reading, you heard? So, that, so one time in the Gita, he makes somebody else make a promise, yes? Now you make a promise, because this is so important that if they doubt me, then better you say it, Arjuna, and that the devotee will always be protected. It will never perish. So, but generally also Krishna, we know we can count on Krishna. Because when we try to be devotee, he's Bhakta Vatsala. So, it's one of the items of surrender. Just in case we don't always have so much faith that Krishna will protect us. Well, we should. It's one of the six items of surrender. To be confident that Krishna will protect us. So he's doing that. He likes to do that for the devotee. He likes us to feel dependent on him. And to the extent we do, to that extent he's protecting us. To the extent that we are fully dependent on Krishna, he's inclined to give us protection. And Srila Prabhupada gives this analogy that just like if a son, there are 10 sons, but one son is particularly dependent on the father. Oh, the father gives him so much attention. Or even in the park, Srila Prabhupada in the morning walk, he was going on the morning walk with disciples. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada used to feed the ducks with bread. And one of the ducks was very noisy. So Srila Prabhupada again and again gave bread to that duck. And one of the disciples asked, Srila Prabhupada, why are you giving so much bread to this duck? And Srila Prabhupada said, well, because it quacks the loudest. So that if you're really in the... it's not a matter of volume, but I mean, if you hanker for Krishna's mercy, if you are very intense, or also if you hanker for... then Krishna will give you. If you practice with intensity, if you show to Krishna that you want to be under his wings, if you want to be connected with him, so then he's surely going to do that. So there are so many indications you are being taught to try to do this. But and yet the false ego is so strong that we say, no, thank you, I can take care of myself. So the inclination is not so strong in the conditioned state to admit it, that actually what can I do? And so therefore that's called surrender. When we do let go of our relying on our own intelligence, our own strength, our own ability, so then that is called surrender. That is not to be misunderstood, of course, because we should always act as if the result depends on us, that means engaging all our faculties to have a nice service. But at the same time, realizing that Krishna, he is the doer, only he can make sure the result is good. If it's after Krishna, the result is going to be a success. But as far as I'm concerned, I will do everything to make sure the result will be good. So, in this way, always surrendering is very easy, even for a child, Srila Prabhupada says here. And then, he humbly suggests, why not take to this path? So powerful. Yeah? Do you remember him, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes giving class? So then, why rotting in this world? Sometimes Srila Prabhupada speak like that, yes? And, or he says, please, do not rot in this world. So in other words, if you choose the other, if you make that positive choice of, hey, rather I will be serving Krishna than serving the illusory energy. So then, we don't have to rot in this world. So Srila Prabhupada says, why not take to this path? And what is that path? Well, it's not the going through the motions of what we are supposed to do when we live in a devotee community, but it is wholeheartedly surrendering. Yes, consciously practicing the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is going to keep us always fresh in the sadhana, because we are very clear about the goal. There is the goal. I know it's quite a distance, but it's very clear, and there are also some landmarks on the path. So just like, oh, I'm being disturbed here because somebody is ticking my alarm. So that's good. It's not bad. Because it's one landmark, it's called an alarm for instance. Okay. Alright. Okay. Krishna is turning off the heat here. Because we need heat for unalloyed steel. So to make a nice sword, we need this blacksmith has to put the fire very high. Very high. And then the steel is even put, after it's been made so very hot, it's put in the ice cold water to make it even harder. So do we sometimes can relate to such analogies in spiritual life? Maybe sometimes we go to such contrast path. That is a treatment necessary to make unalloyed devotees. And we go through trials and troubles to become fully qualified for serving Krishna. Only pure persons, they serve Krishna. Because for pure love, we need a pure heart. So here, this topic of surrender is of course such a enormous, gigantic, huge topic. There's so much to say about it. I think we can remind about what it takes. So, in the purport to the famous Sankhya Dharma, Srila Prabhupada puts all these six items of surrender. So, one is mentioned already, to always be confident Krishna will protect me. Avasya Rakshita Krishna. And to also see Krishna as my only maintainer. So, I'm only working for Krishna. He's my only authority, my only boss. And what are the others? Six, humility, full self-surrender, full surrender of the self. So that wholeheartedly giving and accepting favorable activities and rejecting unfavorable. ones. So here our intelligence kicks in, we can take advantage of our intelligence. Before the mind decides for us, we can put it on hold. Stop. I'm going to consult my intelligence. So that is how we will follow these two instructions, right? Is it favorable? Is it going to please my guru or not? Oh, maybe not. Okay, let me refrain from this act. So these six items are very important to practice surrender. And then of course we can, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta suggested to every day read Sharanagati. So for instance, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so beautifully expounding the process of surrender. It's quite a topic. Like he's singing such songs like Dhanya, the whole cycle about humility. It's quite intense, isn't it? Do you know that version, Amar Jivan? So it's full of heavy self-criticism. So I don't have any, I've never hesitated to tell lies when it comes to my sense gratification. I've never endeavored for purification. I've never done any pious deeds. Envy are my jewels and ornaments. I'm devoid of good association. Everybody has left me because I'm such a wretched soul. I'm very happy when others are unhappy. But when they are happy, I suffer. So it's such a meditation on how sometimes we can be overcome by our conditioned nature, who by default drags us down, tries to keep us in this material world. But then, by becoming conscious of such things, of these dynamics of the mind, we can overcome it. So that is us. That is the use of such beautiful prayers, which are very confrontative, at least for myself. Or when you read the 16th chapter, Demonic Qualities, and then you think, my God, why did they read this chapter? Why did they write this chapter about me? I feel so it's so confrontative. But then you can of course also think, well, there's a very powerful process. If we practice it, we can purify the heart and get rid of all these things which are now named demonic. Not so good. So then we can cleanse the heart. So, but is it so easy? That Srila Prabhupada says it's so easy. Even a child can do it. Yes, some of the practices are easy, but this looking within is not so easy. It's not so easy. We need a lot of friends to tap us on the shoulder at the right time, and also to give us a little support when it's hard, when we go to rough waters, as they say. But everybody in this world goes through rough waters. It's not that only the devotees, but no. So, but the thing is, we see light in the end of the tunnel. There is a very clear goal. And we see the goal every day. We see Goloka Vrindavan every day, very beautifully decorated altar. And Krishna is appearing to help in this service. Here it says, we should directly. One should go directly to Krishna and engage in his service. So, of course, previously, a few days ago, it's very important to go through the servant. Yes, that's there. But I mean, to not delay, to directly go to Krishna and engage in his service. To directly do that service that pleases Krishna, that devotional service. This is the best opportunity offered to the inhabitants of Bharatvarsha. It's true. As a human being, we can survive Manna Krishna Padaratandaya. We can engage our minds actively in thinking of Krishna and in all activities of devotional service. There is so much intelligence required to perform devotional service. And if we engage our minds in intelligence, so it's not going to be engaged differently from Maya. So throughout his teaching, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes to very actively engage our minds assets in the service, so they will be controlled. And then one is fit to return home back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada, he gives a preliminary, very nice result. So, because we know this is a long shot, it's very far to go back home, back to Godhead. And I don't know for you, is it sometimes discouraging when we face the present state of our heart and state of consciousness, and then they speak about going back home? You have to be 100% pure. As Srila Prabhupada says, but he also speaks here in the last sentence of the purport that one is no longer liable to karma, good or bad. That is, when we are eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. So when we are getting ready, just now going back home, back to Godhead. When people are married, sometimes there's this sign, just married, and we are just now going back to Godhead. So then we are free from karma. Free from the results of karma, good or bad. So Srila Prabhupada is so expert in encouraging. This purport is full of promises, as also in the Bhagavad Gita. Be promoted to the kingdom of God. If one tries to follow the instructions of Krishna, exactly. So that's another last point I want to highlight. It's very intricate, right? So many instructions, and we are supposed to follow them exactly. And then, as in the laboratory, when you do follow a procedure exactly, so there will be a good result. So, also if we exactly, and that exactly means with full sincerity, right? So, we keep on listening, hearing, and adjusting. Like when we go from here to the airplane to New York, so it's always going left, right, left, right. So many influences from the weather. It's not possible to go straight, but as long as you keep adjusting, you will get there. So that is such a beautiful promise. If we follow exactly, that means I found out I have to be kind, okay, I will be more kind, I will work on being more kind. Yes, all these instructions, not all these song instructions. So then, we have a beautiful, beautiful promise here. We will, just before going back to Godhead, be free from all results of karma, good or bad, and be eligible to enter into the kingdom of God by practicing devotional service. So these are a few thoughts I want to share. Thank you very much for this. Are there any comments or questions, or thoughts, insights?
Mentioned your dream, what happened in the dream? Did you surrender to the sannyasi? Did you surrender to the sannyasi?
I woke up, and I woke up today. It's my night, if I go, and I have to leave my night. Apologies.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry. So, not about the outcome. I woke up in the heat of the fight.
There's a nice analogy about Krishna consciousness being a highway or a motorway. A main road, and so the road is going back to Godhead. So as long as we stay on the road and don't turn off, some people are in the slow lane, some people are in the middle, and some people are in the fast lane. But if we stay on this road, then we'll get to the road.
Yeah. So that going back on the path of going back to God is a high road. No matter which lane we take, the slow, the middle, or the fast, we will get there eventually. As long as we don't leave the high road. Yeah, and then also maybe we should not go too slow because that's illegal and the police may take us off the road.
And if we
or too fast.
If we get stuck there on little telephones along the way, we can ask for help.
Oh, thanks. There's also these telephones along the highway if you're stuck and you have a flat tire.
And if you go too slow, people will honk you. Honk, honk, honk,
honk. No, if the devotees honk you, that means you're going too slow and you're creating a big problem. If you're going too fast, I don't know what can
crash.
Yeah. Some devotee may come and drive before you very slowly to you, agitate you like that. But this is for your protection because it's a marathon, and marathons you should pace your speed, and if you start sprinting in the beginning, you may not make it. Or you may even die. So that means you have to first be born again before you can run out of marathon. But that would be such a waste of time. No chance of winning the race, right? You waste the whole lifetime. So, I mean, everybody wins the race in this competition. That's so nice about it. One time, actually, happened, he told, there was a book marathon. And they had another system this time. They had a common goal for the whole temple. I think it was Bhajan Bhat. Yeah, not about somebody else. So, as a whole, the whole temple, we're going to distribute so many books. And then instead of the winner of the marathon goes to India, the whole temple goes to India. And then they had such a beautiful mood. So, I suggest this mood, whether it's for book distribution or for performing devotional service here in Bangladesh, all the departments are wonderful. And washing the floor is wonderful. And if we just kind of team up like that, bond like this, you know, respect each and every service. So, of course, we're going to win the race, all of us, right? And there's no honking, or there's some honking sometimes, like amiable honking, like, hey, just come a little faster. And then, like this, there will be no car crashes. Yeah? Both when people go too fast and go too slow, there can be crashes. It's dangerous. Is there a tractor on the highway, imagine. Or suppose one of our children is on his tricycle on the highway. It's dangerous. So therefore, we just want to kind of have a healthy pace. Yeah. Community is very conducive if it's a coherent community, if the noses are in the same direction. Which direction? Krishna's lotus feet direction. So you all are looking at Krishna's lotus feet. Oh, our Krishna, he needs some help for his lunch prasadam, because it's complicated. I mean, it's how many dishes? Many dishes, whatever it is. So, like, any other comments or questions, contributions for going back to
Lantat?
So,
in reference to Providence, we should go directly to Krishna. I guess that can be understood, or Prabhupada's used to be read in many ways. You reference it directly, right? He says, go direct, go.
Yeah, that's one reading. Yeah, good point. I like to discuss it in the detail, because we have heard, you're not my devotee. No. You're not my devotee if you say you're my devotee. And you want to finish your point.
Just how it could be very differently perceived, that, like, well, again, the comment that would be to find many of the comments probably said, but should not go directly to Krishna. One goes as a sadhaka, one goes to the spiritual master in the spiritual world, and still also doesn't go directly to Krishna, that's true. So it's a very interesting comment that seems to go against quite a lot of other things.
Yes, how to reconcile that? Shalanta was saying that, what is this about? Going directly to Krishna seems to go against many other comments of Srila Prabhupada. We go to his representative, in this way you go to Krishna. Well, that one reading that really comes to mind is, don't go to any lesser god. So many times we got this instruction. So don't. Because Ashutosh, for instance, Lord Shiva is very quick in giving you what you want. What do you want? More or less on this. If somebody is very rich, and you may say, what do you want? My daughter needs to get married, I need a dowry, can you give me 10,000? Okay, here you go, or something. But then that's our Krishna, we know that it takes a little bit more. So that's one reading. Go directly to Krishna, not to any lesser one. And also, I mean, this shyness, isn't it? Sometimes, I have so many troubles. Well, Srila Prabhupada give, in this case, also the instruction of going directly to Krishna. Walk up to Krishna. And these are the words, quote unquote, dear sir, this is a problem. So in this way we can also read. So we sometimes we neglect to cultivate this personal relationship with Krishna. Mm. There's a lot of scope for going directly to Krishna. Mm. Although we're not Raganuga, still, this is in the nectar of devotion, isn't it? In the first section, dear sir. So talking with the deity. Of course, it's recommended to go to a lot of hearing, chanting, and remembering before we do these personal prayers. But revealing the mighty confidence, actually, somehow we are allowed to do that directly with Krishna. Any other suggestions?
Well, it's also like what Mataji said, like when you're on the highway, you're going directly in that direction, you're not going via Timbuktu, you're not going via Gyan, you're not going via Yoga, you're going directly to Krishna. It's also a directional instruction.
So you don't make any
detours.
Yes, you don't take any detours, you don't go via Gyan or Yoga, but directly.
But also when you are chanting, you are in direct contact.
Yes, true. Yes.
So maybe you can also chat and then go directly to Krishna.
Yes, it's also. Now, if we chant the holy name, we are directly linking with Krishna at this point. So there is so much scope for this. And the last thoughts? So let's try to. Yeah.
Well, you were talking about like doing things together. I was thinking, because you sent out the mail, so maybe you could relate it a little bit to that, because people are sitting here, and not everybody is on various reach for. Maybe you could relate it a little bit to that, like how we can help each other, because that's what you were discussing.
I used to. Recently, some devotees were cleaning the playground together, and they had such a good experience of that. And they wrote that on the Mother's Village form. So, and then there was this positive energy was there. And then a little later somebody was in need of some help in his department, and he also wrote something on the village forum, the email forum we have. And then and the person that department, he referred to the statement, Radhanesh is a family, we are a family. And it came to my mind that but family talks to each other. Every family, they talk together collectively with all the members of the family together. So I had kind of replied like, yes, wonderful, we are a family, I love it. Srila Prabhupada, he also speaks that not only one temple is a family, but all the devotees are one family. Yeah? And Lord Chaitanya came to Jagannath Puri, and then the devotees from Orissa, they met the devotees from Bengal. It was such an incredible festival. So every meeting between the devotees could be such an incredible festival, especially when we really see each other as a family. So the point was, we should make sure we talk to each other. So we could have family meeting, which is sometimes called Ishtagoti, but now this word Ishtagoti is loaded with so many, bitterness maybe, because it was, many times it was a managerial discussion, or I'll say critical, meetings in an unpleasant mood. So maybe we can also choose another word. But just have a family meeting. Radhanesh family meeting. Sounds good? So Radhanesh family meeting. I mean, successful families, they meet weekly. The late Stephen Covey left the body now. But he had 9 children, for instance, and a very busy life. But they scheduled weekly meetings. And they scheduled holidays also together. Radhanath Swami also schedules holidays with his family, 4,000 family members. And it's possible, and it's very austere, but it's possible, and it's blissful. But we could also do an endeavor like that, and sometimes talk as a family and grow. Because one of the purposes of ISKCON is to grow nearer to each other and closer to the personality of God. So it's both things go hand in hand. If we grow closer to each other, we will also grow nearer to the personality of God. Right? Because then if somebody goes too slow and is going to cause an accident or have an accident, then somebody will honk. Right? But if we're not a family, then who will dare to honk? Maybe he's going to take up a gun and shoot me. Because that's also going on nowadays on the highways. So therefore you have to families.
There is the analogy, the one when you have one, you can easily break it, but when you have a handful, you cannot break it. So if you manage to become a family, you become that every individual becomes stronger. You know, it's more difficult to go.
Yes, so we want to be sure to go back home, back to God, to surrender to Krishna. Make sure you're branched up. I feel about that. So thank you very much for listening. Gantar Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai, Prabhupada ki Jai.